Morning, everybody.
Morning.
James and his brother are on their way to Texas, and David is on his way to Georgia. Who do we have online? We'll be praying for them. David's joining from on the road somewhere in Arizona. So we'll keep praying for David and for the old family. Anybody else? Everybody else is a familiar face? Any word of encouragement, any edification for the body through the word of God, through a praise or a thanksgiving that you'd like to share? Maybe we're all shared out from last Sunday. So there's a little bit of feedback. I don't know if we need to make adjustment with the speaker or the mixer. I'm going to read one verse and then we'll pray. Ephesians 1 verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Okay, let's pray. Father, we ask that you would open up the eyes of our heart today, that we may know what is the hope of our calling as Christians, as Christ followers. Please teach us today about hope. We surrender to you. We avail ourselves to you. We pray that you would block all distractions. We pray that we can hear your voice clearly. Minister to us during this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I find there's a couple of different ways that the Lord speaks. One is you just faithfully go through the Bible or through a book that you're reading, and you're asking the Lord, please speak through the book of John, please speak through the book of Romans. And I thought there might be something there. I had all these verses laid out that I accumulated throughout the week based on a certain passage I read in Romans, and then and then I started to research and find some other verses around the topic. 3 o'clock this morning, I just sat on my face and there's nothing there. And so I went to sleep. Woke up this morning. God gave me a new word, and it's a word that he gave me earlier. I dismissed it, and so I'm just letting you know. Sometimes you can faithfully read scripture, ask God to speak. Sometimes you just have to put the Bible aside and ask the Lord to give you direction. And he may give you a theme. He may give you a different book. He may give you a different. He may speak to you differently, and so. I think the Lord, he wants me to come to him even before reading the Bible. Like, what do you want me to read? What topic do you want me to research? And then once the word is given, then the verses come. I madly scrambled this morning to put together some verses. I have no idea what the Lord is going to say, but the topic is hope. We are in the dog days of summer. And in the summer, especially if you're on vacation, a week or two of vacation is probably enough for most people. It becomes a little monotonous, a little dreary. If you have kids who are not doing much, it is something that the parents have to learn how to keep the kids occupied so that they don't just melt away in the summer. So we are in the dog days of summer, and I think the Lord, he wants to remind us that he is a God of hope. Everything that's happening in our world, I think, is Satan's direct attack on on God's people to rob us of a sense of hope. Because what is there anything to look forward to in this life? If you have an opportunity to study, and then COVID happens, and then they shut down the schools. You have a job and you're excited to go to the office, and then suddenly you can't show up at the office. You're pretty much stuck at home by yourself. It's what you did before you went to school. It's what you did before you went to a job. It's just you. And will things ever change? Do I just have to live with this new normal of not knowing if any day will be different from the last? It's like every day bleeds into the next. It's kind of like summer, but it's like a summer extended vacation that's going on for months and even years. And God wants to encourage us that He is a God of hope. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, three things remain: faith, hope, and love. The greatest we know is love. We know we talk a lot about faith. We know we should love. It is the greatest. But the thing that we miss, maybe we don't talk about enough, is hope. Psalm 31, verse 24, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Our heart gets weakened, and we lose courage when hope is not being supplied. We are putting our hope, it is an actively putting hope in the Lord. Psalm 42, verse 11, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God. Many people across this world are feeling disquieted, are feeling turmoil, are feeling depressed, are losing sense of motivation. It is a plague that is spreading in our world, and our soul is being pulled down, and God is saying, put your hope in me. Hope in God. Psalm 130. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in His word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is abundant redemption. A part of hoping is there's an element of waiting. Hope doesn't always come as quickly as, it's not fulfilled as quickly as we so desire, and so we need to wait. But it is a hopeful waiting. It's not a drudgery. It's not a depressed kind of passive waiting. It is an active waiting upon the Lord. And so we put our hope in Him and we wait for Him. Micah 7:7. Therefore, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. And so as we wait, sometimes we don't see changes. We don't see things changing in our circumstances. We wonder, does God hear me? And Micah 7, verse 7 says, the God will hear you. He will hear you. Keep crying out to the Lord. Keep waiting upon Him. Keep looking to Him. And then Matthew mentioned how God is faithful and His mercies are new every morning. That's from Lamentations 3:22. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in Him. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. His mercies are new every morning. He is faithful. And we put our hope in Him because the Lord Himself is our portion. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. And in various circumstances, we ask the Lord to save us, to deliver us. We know that as a people in the Old Testament, the nation of Israel, they are hoping for the Savior. And as people of the New Testament, we have met the Savior. And so we're asking Jesus to meet us today. And we know that He will meet us on our final day. And that is where we're putting all of our hope, that Jesus will meet us today. He will meet us every single day until He meets us finally and takes us home. Isaiah 40, verse 27. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, My way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak and to those who have no might. He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And we may wonder, God, do you hear me? Why am I still in this circumstance? Why is this thing not lifting? Why am I still going through this issue? And the Lord says, wait upon me. I am not hidden from you. Your way is not hidden. I see you. And so we put our faith in the Lord. We wait upon the Lord, and the weakness turns to strength. So we must keep insisting on the goodness of the Lord. Keep looking to Jesus Christ, and there is strength to come as we wait upon him. There's also a thread of hope in the book of Romans, and I didn't see it until this morning. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. We rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We also glory in tribulations. And did you catch that after you go through a tribulation, it produces perseverance, character. At the end of the tribulation, what is remaining? There is a hope. And this hope does not disappoint. And this hope is the love of God that has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. He follows this theme, Paul, in Romans 8, verse 18, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because of the creation itself will also be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance." Because of the sin of Adam, all of creation fell, and creation has been groaning ever since. And also, as believers, we know that this is not it. This is not the final destination. We have this flesh and this spirit, this battle that is waging within us. We have Jesus, but we don't have him fully. It is a battle for our soul. And it's described here as futility at times. It can feel that way. Creation is groaning in futility. Nothing's going to change. It is still staying in bondage until the sons of God are revealed when Jesus returns. And likewise, as believers, we may be deceived by Satan that all that we do in the Lord, all that we do is futile. Why do you read your Bible? Why do you pray? Why do you buffet your body? Why do you discipline yourself? Is it a waste? Sometimes it feels futile. But God's encouragement through Romans chapter 8 is that we eagerly await for the adoption, the redemption of our very body, the resurrection of our body in glory, the resurrection life, that Jesus is the first fruits of it. We wait for it. We wait for our final salvation that includes the bodily resurrection. And then Romans 15:13, he's wrapping up this letter with Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so if you are lagging in hope, if you are weak in your hope, ask for the Holy Spirit. Ask for the filling of the Holy Spirit. One of the things that the Holy Spirit gives and births in a believer is hope. We should ask for the Holy Spirit to birth hope in us. Let's see. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And then in verse 15 of chapter 3, 1 Peter, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. One of the greatest witnesses that we can be to the world is that as the world is falling apart, as you yourself are not in the best of circumstances, if you can have a reason for the hope, and you can explain it, it is Jesus who is my Savior. It is Jesus who will come back for me. It is Jesus who will take me to be in my Father's house. I will have a resurrected body. This is just a vanishing mist that will be gone by mid-morning. If you can say that, you can convincingly share to somebody else, I am full of hope. Even though on the surface nothing is hopeful, although nothing is so great in my circumstances, even as the world is moving toward the end, I have hope in God, my Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you can explain that, that is our witness in these last days. Okay, let's pray. Going to lead you in a time of prayer. Actually, before we pray, why don't we just honestly confess to the Lord where we are? Are you lost? Are you hopeless? Are you discouraged? Does life feel futile, meaningless? Do you have nothing to look forward to in this life? Does it feel like there's a cloud over you? Does it feel like God is silent, that he doesn't see your ways? Just locate yourself where you are with the Lord. Let's just spend some time confessing where we are. Let's ask the Lord to begin enlightening the eyes of our heart, that we may know the hope to which we've been called. Okay, let's pray. Let's confess to the Lord that we want to be found. We want to be close to Him. We want to seek Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we claim the promise that when we seek Him with all of our heart, He will be found. Let's surrender to Him. Let's repent of our lack of faith. Let's surrender that we have not allowed hope to remain in our hearts, that we've allowed our circumstances to cause us to lose hope in God and to have no motivation for this life. So let's ask the Lord to meet us as we repent, as we surrender before Him. In Jesus' name, pray to awaken your spirit, your soul, and your body. Pray in Jesus' name to awaken your spirit, your soul, your body. Express to the Lord that you're waiting upon Him, that there is a discontent in you, a godly discontent, that you're not content with just meeting Jesus years ago or just looking forward that one day you will see Him. Ask the Lord to meet you today. Ask the Lord to meet you today. Let's not leave this place without meeting the Lord. Let's ask Jesus to meet us in this moment. ask for the Holy Spirit to come in and to fill you, to renew your strength, to renew your hope. Let's ask for the Holy Spirit to help us to see Jesus, to hold on to Jesus. Let's ask for the Helper. Authority of Jesus Christ, bind and rebuke any unclean spirit that is deceiving us, that is blinding us, causing us to be deaf and blocking us from encountering God. So let's come in the power and authority of Jesus' name. The unclean spirits by name, cast them into the abyss in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Thank you. Let's pray for our families. Let's pray for one another. Let's pray for this generation to be saved. Let's pray for especially the youth in this next generation to be saved. Let's pray for our world. Thank you for hearing our prayers. We really want the eyes of our heart enlightened to know the hope to which we've been called. All of creation is groaning for revealing of the sons of God. Sometimes we don't know how to pray. All we can do is groan. But we thank you that the Holy Spirit knows exactly how to pray for us according to the will of God. We thank you that, Jesus, you are a high priest who sympathizes with our weakened state. You pray for us in our weakness. You pray exactly the way we should be praying for ourselves. But Lord, oftentimes we don't know how to pray, what to pray. We just groan before you. So Lord, we ask that you would put into words our groanings. You would pray for us exactly the way that we should learn how to pray. Teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. Teach us how we should pray for ourselves, for our loved ones, for this world. Renew our strength. We need more strength for the days ahead. Renew our strength, Lord, that we can hope. As we hope in you, we can soar on wings like eagles. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on a cross, for allowing your body to be broken and your blood shed. We don't look backwards 2,000 years, but we proclaim that you are alive and that you're returning. So, Lord, as we partake in the Lord's Supper, we are declaring and we're putting our faith in you and our absolute hope that, Jesus, we too will be resurrected in our bodies. That you are the first fruits. We will join you. We will be with you for all eternity. That is the hope that we have. We don't see it now, but that is what hope is. We can't see it, but we put our hope with our faith. We put all of our hope that we will be with Jesus. Thank you for meeting us. We want to meet you more. We want to meet you more frequently. We want to meet you more in more proportion. So, Lord, we pray that this prayer time would be a spark to cause us to hunger and thirst for you even more. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. We need a lot of help. Send the Holy Spirit. Send the Holy Spirit. We need help. Help us, Jesus. Father, thank you. We're your children. We avail ourselves. We surrender before you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.